If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch is not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the Big Pitch Radio Show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We are here on a beautiful Monday morning. It is nice and cloudy here at where I'm broadcasting from. I don't know about you, Marla, but it's like I'm ready for the sun for more than just one day in a row, right? And so you are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. Also, make sure you go back to BigPitchRadio.com. Check out a lot of our past shows. We're inching up on 300 shows, 600-700 top thought leaders, titans of industry, great expert guests, as well as pitching businesses we've had on the show. We want to thank all of you who have supported our show, all the great sponsors, all the big name brands that are sponsoring our show. We want to thank all of you as well, from Mercedes-Benz to Home Depot to the list goes on and on. We couldn't do it without you. And then all the people that support our show and make sure this show operates in a very, very clean and concise way, including our board operators. Karina Love is with us today, and everybody out there that makes the show work. I think we have about 20 people that just makes the show as good as it is, and we couldn't thank you guys enough. Also, thank you for spending part of your day with us. You have a lot of choices out there. You could be choosing to spend it with us, and we thank you for that as well. So we want to just get right into the show today. Kevin is on a brief hiatus this week. He is out traveling the land and hopping from trade show to trade show. I think he is a walking trade show, believe it or not. And we want to thank him for the work he does with small business out there, having launched over 600 companies in the last 40 years. And he just topped the $6 billion range in terms of sales he's brought into his companies. And I want to thank him for the good work he's doing with all the entrepreneurs out there. Today, I want to thank my lovely co-host, Marla Tabaka, who happens to be my right hand, left hand, and everything I do, make sure that I do not miss a beat, and it's just a top 10 contributing author on Inc. magazine. Not many people can say that. Hi, Marla. Welcome to the show, man.
You know, that's hard work, Jason, being the right hand, left hand, making sure you don't be... It's entertaining, though. It really is. I do enjoy it. I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah, that's great. We got a great show. Tell us who we have on today.
Yeah, we really do have a fascinating show today. We have James Green, and he's the chief executive officer at Magnetic, which is a very, very unique technology firm. So stay tuned. Learn more about that. James has an amazing background. And we have, in the second part of the show, Elizabeth Aris, and she is the CEO and co-founder of Mosh, which is a new digital platform that's really challenging our social media model. So I'm going to enjoy that as well.
Good. That'll be great. And let's get right off right now. Let's get into it and kick it off to talk to James here. As Chief Executive Officer of Magnetic, James continues to drive the company's rapid growth and strategic vision with over 20 years of executive leadership experience across public and private companies. James has successfully led the expansion of multiple technology firms in the digital media space. James worked with the Walt Disney Company for 8 years, eventually being named the general manager of the Japanese market. From Disney, James moved to Pixar Animation Studios, where he worked for Steve Jobs as the VP of Marketing and New Business Development. After leaving Pixar, James became a founding partner and CEO of Sbella Media, an internet and ad serving company that was sold to 24/7 Real Media for $70 million, following an explosive 18-month of revenue growth. James stayed on at 24/7 Real Media to serve as President of Technology Solutions. At his next position as CEO of Giant Bear, love the name, James successfully launched new products with major carriers, Singular, Rogers, AT&T, and others. Before selling the business to InfoSpace, James had become became the CEO of PVI, a publicly traded virtual advertising company, which he took private in 2003 before it was sold to Cablevision in May of 2005. James then joined Giant Realm, a vertical ad network, as CEO in January 2007, and then sold the company to Burst Media in October 2009. Now, of course, he is with Magnetic. James, it's a pleasure to have you here on Big Pitch Radio. We are very excited to talk to you. Obviously, you have a very, very impressive background, and we thank you for joining us here today.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys.
And we appreciate it. And, you know, before we get into all the, you know, talk about Magnetic, you know, your background, I mean, you obviously, you are not from the United States. You have across the pond accent here. Where do you hail from?
Yeah, I like to call it my speech impediment. That's correct. I was born in London, England.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I always tell people, if I had your accent, I'd be a triple billionaire by now.
I've got this accent still after all these years. Left England in 1978, so you'd think I'd go get rid of it, but I'm convinced it adds at least 10 points to my IQ.
Without question. And so you came from England, and real quick, I always like to ask is, what are some differences you see, culturally speaking, in terms of business and how it's conducted versus, you know, between England and the United States, you know, maybe in the past and then currently?
Yeah, so I am a little dated on England, but I see huge differences, and I'm a huge fan of the United States. God bless America. And, you know, I don't actually ever want to live in England again. And one of the reasons for that is because in the U.S., almost anything is possible. Even if you, and this is a big thing in startups these days, this sort of, you know, learn to fail and then keep going. That's not part of traditional English culture. In England, you start doing one thing and you're sort of expected to do that for your whole career. And if you fail, then you're not going to get promoted and you're not going to get another opportunity. Whereas in the United States, if you pull yourself up, you know, people are like, oh, good job, let's go again. And I just love that feeling here and that opportunity to always go out and do something new and do it again and again and again.
What are some things that the United States could learn from the way that England does business?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I'm such a rabid American fan.
I won't beat up England too bad on that one. But let's get into a little bit more about your background. Obviously, you have a very good, solid background in media, and you know what you've done with, you know, Disney. I mean, that had to be exciting to work for Disney, right?
Yeah, I mean, so I worked for Disney in the film distribution group, and, you know, I kind of think of myself as having had three careers. My first one, I was actually a musician. I was a cellist. And then I wasn't good enough, and so I moved and worked in the entertainment industry, and that's where I worked for Walt Disney. It was fantastic. I was there when Michael Eisner first took over and relaunched all of those animations all over again. I was there for things like Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin, and it was just a real renaissance of that studio. It was a fantastic time to be there. And I got to help grow all of the international offices, which is probably one of the reasons I didn't lose my accent, because I was not inside the United States a lot. It's such an amazing opportunity. Those guys really, Michael Eisner and Frank Wells, really changed that company forever.
Mm. What did you learn from Michael Eisner? What an amazing, amazing person. There must have been some good stuff there.
Yeah, so the things that I learned from him, it's hard to imagine what Disney was like. When you look at Disney now, it's sort of ubiquitous and successful. But back in the day, like the most successful film they had was probably Tron, and before that, the big animated films. But there was obviously this great love in the market for it. One of the things I learned is that when you've got something, it's so much easier to build on it. And if you get the right team of people together, which he absolutely did, and you've got that right vision, it's so much better to be able to build on that base. And he took that, and a lot of people said it couldn't be done, you know, that you can't rebuild the animation that Disney himself built. And obviously they were all wrong, you know, and he built this amazing thing that is of course a huge powerhouse today. You know, now they own the ESPN and ABC and all of these, you know, it's such an amazing American icon now. Not that it wasn't before, but the studio was foundering. And so what I learned is that when you've got something, you can build on it, and no one should be able to tell you that you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing. Well, you've led the expansion of many technology firms in the digital space, and we're going to go into break, but when we come back, I'd love to know more about Magnetic, and so would our listeners, and what makes it different, and, you know, what you see, what your vision is, and what you're doing out there. So we're going to go into break in just a minute or so. Please make sure to join us in social media. You'll find us on Facebook at The Big Pitch Radio Show, and also on Twitter at Big Pitch. So remember that Amy Tepper will be joining us tomorrow. She's our fabulous resident attorney. So if you have any questions, legal questions for Amy, please make sure and get those tweeted to us today or tonight so that we can make sure and ask Amy those questions. And we always look forward to hearing from you. If you'd like to be on the show, then go on over to bigpitchradio.com, and you'll see a sign-up form to join us as a pitcher on the show. And if you're a CEO and would love to hop on with us, then just go ahead and contact me at marla@improve.com, EMPRUV.com. Always look forward to hearing from you. And again, Kevin Harrington is on the road today, but he'll be joining us again tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, thing. So you're gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big dish.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We are here with James Green here. He's with Magnetic.com. What a great domain name, by the way. And, you know, that could mean so many different things. But tell us a little bit about what Magnetic's all about, James. You gave us a chance to talk about your background and, you know, in the media. And obviously Magnetic is really a derivative of your experience in the past. Tell us about Magnetic and what you guys do and how you help businesses out there.
Yeah, at the simplest level, what we do is we remember what people are looking for and then enable you to reach those people. So if you're in market to buy a car, we're probably connected to a bunch of car dealerships. If you're in market to go on a trip, we're connected to a whole bunch of other websites that you might search on. And we remember that activity. And then we enable our clients either to reach out to you with advertising, reach out to you with email, or we help their websites get personalized for your experience.
That's powerful. You know, I mean, they hear about big data out there and how powerful it really is, but it's becoming more and more prevalent and something that more and more companies are going to have to really get engaged with. I mean, understand the clients. We were talking about this last show and how you have to really adapt. You know, you talked about, like, Blockbuster. We talked about, you know, Paul was so gracious to talk about Blockbuster, and then next thing you know, Blockbuster kind of got interrupted by, you know, Red Box that had videos in it, and then that Red Box got interrupted by Netflix. And so to understand that information as early and often as possible, I can imagine would have tremendous implications in terms of how you prepare, you know, the growth of your business.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, and there is a real revolution going on right now between what you can know about customers and how you should communicate that to them. I saw a hysterical example of that going wrong the other day. I'm going to leave the brand name out because I think it's a great brand name and everyone makes mistakes, but it was at a pharmacy, and they'd collected data from one of their customers, and it was their birthday. I think it was their 50th birthday, and so as a special reward, they gave them a free item. But they'd sold that slot, so they got so much right. They got this, it was this guy's customer, that it was his birthday. They wanted to give him a reward, but then the reward they did, they sold it to Depends Diapers. And on your 50th birthday, that's not what you want to get.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
And so it's so important, you know, to get that messaging right and reach out to people at the right time in the right way is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's been about a year since you commissioned a study that reveals the benefits and challenges of utilizing data and intent-driven advertising solutions. And would you first tell us exactly what intent-driven advertising solutions are for those who don't know, and a little bit about the findings of this study?
So, what does intent-driven advertising solutions mean? It means literally that, you know, when you have an intent to purchase something, you exhibit some behaviors. So, I'll just talk about myself for a moment. When I'm in the market to buy an airline ticket, I usually go to one of those aggregating sites, someone like a Kayak or someone like that, and I search for stuff. And then I might go to some other sites and refine my searches. And so that behavior shows your intent to purchase. And intent-driven advertising is using that data that says this person's in market to persuade them to buy whatever it is you're selling. So, it could be Delta Airlines saying, you should fly with us. It could be Starwood Hotel saying you should stay with us. But that's what intent-driven advertising is. Unfortunately, I don't know. We put out studies every, mm-hmm. I'm going to say about every 2 weeks, so I don't know specifically which study you're referring to at the moment.
Yeah, I know, but that's great. That's exactly what we needed, because it's just fantastic that we can gather that kind of information, and gives us such power in advertising. So when you, James, I'm sure you get asked this question all of the time. When you moved to Pixar, you worked with Steve Jobs. What was his position at Pixar? And tell us a little bit about, something you learned from or taught Steve Jobs.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think I taught Steve anything. it was a very interesting moment at Steve's career when I was working with him or for him. He's one of the very few people who have been CEOs of two companies. Dorsey's now doing it, of course. Where he was CEO of, he was called the iCEO at Apple, and he was also the CEO at Pixar. Pixar, of course, now is owned by Disney, but at that time it was not. It was owned by Steve Jobs and the employees. So that's the moment in time. I remember him sort of bringing in under shrouds the very first iMac, that first sort of bulbous multicolored thing, and showing it to us and showing how great that was. And you asked, what did I learn from Steve Jobs? You know, Steve was an incredible guy. One of the things that I always remember is, if you had a subject and you would go into a room and you'd say, I believe this, he would either tell you, it could go either way, seven ways why you're right or wrong. And it would literally be a number like that, like not his one or two reasons why you're wrong, but he's like seven, and off the top of his head. And he was so immersed in what he was doing and so sure about what he wanted, and that he could always tell you where he was and where you needed to go. And that's certainly something I've kept with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. You have on your site right now, and I'm looking at your client list. Wow. You guys have some really, really impressive clients. Can you cite a couple of examples, or at least one example, of something you've achieved for one of these larger clients? I mean, like FedExpress, American Express, BMW. How have you helped them?
So, I don't have clearance to talk about brand names, but I can certainly talk to them generically, and I could talk to, mm-hmm. Let's say an automotive company, and how we help them. And this doesn't really matter whether you're the brand itself or a regional marketer or a car dealership. What you really want is you want to sell more cars, and you want to sell more of any particular car. And so what we can do for an automotive, because we see, for example, we're connected to about 50% of the car dealerships in the country, about 80% by volume of cars sold. So we see most people who are looking to buy a car. So a car company can come to us and say, listen, we're having some serious problem with, I'm going to make it up, Korean imports. We really want to position ourselves against Korean imports. So every time you see someone looking for one of these types of cars, like let's say a Toyota Scion, we want you to deliver this message to them. And it might be a video, might be something on their mobile phone, might even be an email message. But we want to make sure that we're really hitting those particular people hard.
And James,
and
I'm going to jump in here because we're going into break, but I'd love to bring you back just for a minute or two to finish that up, because this is very interesting, and for you to tell our audience exactly where to find you. So we're just heading into break, so make sure and stay tuned. We're also going to have Elizabeth Aris come up, and she's the CEO and co-founder of Mosh, and you can check that out at mosh.us, so you have a little idea of what's coming up in the show. Make sure to stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
My free app, too funny for words.
And thanks so much for joining us today on Big Pitch Radio. We're here with James Green, and James is the Chief Executive Officer of Magnetic. And James, going into break, you're giving us a great example. Would you please go on and finish that up?
The point there is that anyone who's looking for a particular tactic, because if you know which people are in market for that, you know, that's what we talked about, intent advertising, then we and others can provide a way for you to reach those people. And we really think this is the way that advertising and client communication is going.
Fantastic. James, tell our listeners where they'll be able to learn more about you and Magnetic.
Guess what? Magnetic.com. It's a great URL. You should visit it. My contact information is there. Everything about the company is there.
It's incredible that you could get that URL.
Oh, my God. When we bought that, the board nearly shot me. We spent so much money.
Yeah, I was hoping to get that for my own personal name and brand, Jason Gary yeah. Magnetic, right?
Right.
It didn't happen. So.
Oh, well, let's talk. We'll give you the email address.
Good. Well, Jason, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, man. We hope you enjoyed your time here, and hopefully you'll join us again sometime.
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right. Take it easy, man.
Fantastic. Oh, my gosh, chock full of information there. Wonderful. And we have another wonderful interview right here with us. We have Elizabeth Aris with us, and she's the CEO and co-founder of Mosh, a new digital platform that is really challenging the existing social media model that we have in place. And it's a true marketing and technology guru, Elizabeth is, and she empowers brands, influencers, and organizations to be in control of their content and data. What a novel idea. Helps them find their most passionate consumers and allows them to form more effective and lucrative business partnerships. With over 25 years of experience in senior executive marketing and management positions at global Fortune 500 firms, Elizabeth has deep-seated expertise in mobile, media, tech, and retail banking industries and across various markets, including Asia, Australia, and the U.S. Prior to Mosh, Elizabeth served as the CMO and VP of Sales, Strategy, and Regulatory Affairs for Alcatel-Lucent, covering some 20 countries based out of Shanghai, China. Wow, I don't even know what to say to all that, Elizabeth, except welcome to Big Pitch.
Thank you, Marlo.
My goodness, what an amazing professional life you've led. Tell us a little bit, if you will. I'd like to learn more about you. Tell us a little bit about where you come from, what kind of household you grew up in, and what set you on this incredible professional path.
Oh, that's a good question. It goes back a long way. I was born in Perth and have lived for about the last 20 years in Sydney with a couple of stints in Hong Kong and Shanghai and London. And I have two fabulous kids who are still in Australia. One's at university and one's just finished. And I moved to New York 2 years ago to start Mosh. And it's been a real adventure, but here we are with a live business.
Wow. And how are you liking it in New York?
It's fabulous. I couldn't think of anywhere I'd rather be. It's definitely a great place to get a startup going. Mm-hmm. Since moving here, I've raised money, I've found developers, clients, all sorts of things. Everything I've needed has happened because of being in New York.
You know, Elizabeth, we have a lot of startups listening to this show, and you've just been, I mean, you've done and achieved so much. Tell us what some of your more challenging moments in launching Mosh has been and how you've overcome them.
Well, I think the biggest challenge was just getting on the plane and moving here with a bunch of PowerPoint mm-hmm. slides and an idea, and then having to get settled, find an apartment, all those things without, you know, credit history or social security number. These are the practicalities of life. And then having to raise money. And mm-hmm. just from networking, talking to people, just getting really lucky, literally meeting people on the subway, which then led to someone, to someone, to someone. And that's how I got my investors to begin with.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Just knowing people, and especially you coming, you know, from another country to the U.S. and being able to make those kinds of connections. Wow. So tell us now a little bit about Mosh and what you do over there and how you're challenging our existing social media model.
So Mosh is a digital platform that brings people into a direct relationship with any sort of brand or organization that they're interested in. And the brand could be a journalist, a charity, an author, a company, a retail brand, a musician. So anyone who wants to truly connect with their audience or their customer base. And Mosh allows the brand to access 100% of their audience who sign up to see them on Mosh. And what we've learned, which was very surprising, that if you post something today on Facebook, for example, it only goes to between 1% and 2% of your fans, and you don't know who the 1% or 2% is, and it could be changing any time. So it's an incredibly ineffective way to engage with your audience. So Mosh is completely the opposite. If you're a brand on Mosh and you get your audience to find you on Mosh, and then you start posting, you can be absolutely confident it will go to 100% of your audience. So that's the first thing that's very different about Mosh. The second thing is that you can post as much content as you want. And the content can be words and pictures, but also video, including long-form video, and live streaming. So you just can't post long-form video on almost every social platform. They just won't allow you to do it. But we think that brands have got great content and they want to engage with their audience, and being able to post and share that sort of content is really, really important to the brand. And the audience love it. They want to be able to see what the brand's got to say. They're passionate about that brand. And then the third thing that's really important is the brand gets all of their customer data. So individual customer name, email address, and all sorts of other data. And, of course, as a marketer, having access to your customer data is one of the most important things you can do. And so you can get the data. It's almost real time. And, of course, then because you're on the platform, you can reach back to those exact same people and use that data to continuously improve the way that you're communicating with them and marketing to them.
Mm. You know, so the idea then is that, let's say I'm a brand, is to get my customers to come over to Mosh to consume more of, you know, my information, right? So that there's that period of getting them to adopt Mosh as a platform for them to see my data. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So what we're seeing now with a couple of brands who have been really progressive in how they're using Mosh is they post great content on Mosh, and then they go to Twitter or Facebook and they put a message on there that says, I've just posted about this on Mosh, and there's a direct link, and people click on the link and it drops their audience straight into Mosh. And we're starting to see really good traction out of those brands who are doing it that way.
Interesting. Interesting. Real quick, when we go to break here, how was the idea born?
The idea came out of myself and my co-founder, who are both former CMOs with large companies, being really frustrated with the current social platforms. And we knew that the response rates we were getting off those platforms were really poor. We were throwing a lot of time, money, resources at trying to get those platforms to do what we thought they'd do, because this was meant to be the way that we could really have a two-way dialogue and engage with our audience, which was meant to be the step after basic advertising, which is just one-way communication. And we thought this was going to be the answer to this problem, but it turned out it wasn't. So we said, enough of this. We're going to build a platform that actually does what brands want to do and should do with their customers.
Yeah, it's very good. We're going to take a quick break here and talk with Elizabeth a little bit further, because it is interesting to say, you know, like you said, I mean, maybe the other platforms don't really provide you that opportunity to have long-form video and things like that, and so Mosh does just that. So I like it. I'd like to come back and hear a few of his success stories and maybe how you've, you know, what's inspired you to get where you're at and bring, you know, Mosh to where it's at as well. So I'm very excited to talk to Elizabeth a little bit further about that. So stick around. You all listen to the Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. And we'll see you guys back here in just a couple minutes.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Launching your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And thanks for tuning in to the Big Pitch Radio Show. We're here with Elizabeth Aris, and she's the CEO and co-founder of Mosh. And going into break, Elizabeth, you were talking about how Mosh is really challenging our existing social media platforms by allowing longer videos and things like that. Can you tell us, give us an example of who is on Mosh and how are you utilizing it?
Yeah, so we've got brands in a number of different industries on Mosh. There's some media brands, a fellow by the name of Ruben Navarrete, who's a highly award-winning journalist, another fellow by the name of Rick Sanchez, who is using Mosh very progressively. In fact, I believe he was the first news guy ever to tweet, so he really understands social and the limitations of the existing platforms. So he's super active on Mosh. There's a number of professional organizations. There's a group at Stanford Graduate Business School who use Mosh, and they've actually done a live stream for 2 hours on Mosh and then replaced the live stream with the full video. And that's a fascinating case study because you can see all of the social interaction that happened as part of the lead up to the live stream, then the live stream itself, then the Q&A that happened at the event, and then all of the follow-up information that came out of the presentation that was made at the event. So the whole story is complete on one platform. It's not that we have disparate content on YouTube for the long video or on Twitter for comments. Everything is in one place for that organization. Mm-hmm. There's another great brand called Cliff Notes, which is the kids' study aid for high school and college kids. And again, they're really progressive. They're posting fantastic content to Mosh almost every day. And then they go onto Facebook, Twitter, their website, and they tell people to get to Mosh to get the full content. And they're driving their audience there, and their numbers are going bananas.
Wow, wow. And I'm curious how your platform supports such a huge amount of data.
Well, now, of course, with Amazon Web Services, it's incredibly flexible with the amount of data that you can handle. So we basically have an unlimited capacity, and it's completely virtual. So we can just scale it up and scale it down dynamically, real time, according to how much data is going through. So I'm very lucky that I have an amazing chief technology officer who lives in this world and knows how to do this stuff seamlessly.
Yeah, we love those chief technology officers, don't we? They know so much that we don't know. I love them.
Yeah.
I love it. So Mosh is really challenging the information that we've been given as business owners, that people who go on to social and go on to the internet have an extremely short attention span. What kind of data or information made you go out there and challenge that and know that it would work?
Well, we're still proving it'll work, Marla. It's still early days. But the early results are looking very compelling. And just working with a number of brands over even a short period, 4 or 5 weeks, we can get their numbers to move seriously. So it's starting to take shape, which is great. I mean, we just have a history of looking at businesses and trying to figure out what do you have to do to disrupt it and what do you have to do to turn it into something that's absolutely world-class. And I have an amazing chairman by the name of Sol Trujillo, who's an American man that I first worked for 10 years ago at the big telco in Australia. And he's a renowned technology disruptor and innovator. And everywhere he goes, he just looks for the next wave, and he is right out the front to catch it. And that's kind of what motivates us. That's what we like to do.
You know, obviously, you're crushing it out there. Who has been somebody in your life that's been instrumental? Is there a mentor that you can reference that you feel has been instrumental in your growth?
Well, Sol is definitely the most influential person I've had in my career. And I've been lucky enough to work with him now for 10 years, initially at Telstra in Australia, which is the giant telco media co there, and then on a whole series of other projects all over the world. And he is my chairman. He's also one of my investors. And he's an incredibly active chairman. He helps with all sorts of introductions and all sorts of things. But he's just a passionate supporter of Mosh because he sees the opportunity. He's a marketer at heart, and he understands the challenges that are out there, and there is a better way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Any books out there that you can reference that have also been instrumental for you that you've read that you could reference out there?
I'm not a big fan of business books, which might sound strange, but I am a huge fan of reading the daily newspaper. So the Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal are my two go-tos. Yeah. And it's just a way of kind of keeping up. And, of course, now you can get everything sent straight to your phone, so you can really stay across what's happening.
Absolutely. Well, Elizabeth, it's been a pleasure having you on Big Pitch Radio. Please tell people they can find out more about Mosh.
Oh, please go to mosh.us. We'd love to have you sign up and see what we're doing.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here on Big Pitch Radio Show. I hope you enjoyed your time here, and hopefully you'll join us again sometime.
I did. Thank you very much for having me on today, Kevin and Mama. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks,
we appreciate you coming on. And thank you so much for joining us, Elizabeth.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Cool. Again, I'd love to be Kevin for just one day. You guys have a great rest of your day today. We appreciate you joining us here at Big Pitch Radio. It's always been a great time here, and we're going to continue to have many, many more. And so we thank you guys for joining us. We have a great show today. And come back and join us again very, very soon. And we thank you so much for listening to Big Pitch Radio Show. Always a great show, right?
It was a really good show. We had some fascinating information on here today. I could just listen all day.
I know. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Well, for Mo and Tabaka, I'm Jason Gary. We'll see Kevin here again next week. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you spending part of your day here with us. Have a fantastic rest of your week. Make sure it's an accomplished week, for that matter. And go to Big Pitch Radio, bigpitchradio.com. Facebook and like us. Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. We are so blessed to have all of you here today. And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.